Overview for Philippians. Purpose: to express Paul's appreciation for the gift the Philippian believers had sent to him, and to strengthen these fellow Christians by showing them that true joy comes from Jesus Christ alone and is not dependent upon circumstances. Author: Paul the Apostle. Date written: about 61 AD. Setting: the letter was written from Rome during Paul's imprisonment. The city of Philippi was originally known as Crenides, or the Little Fountains, because of the many natural springs nearby. Philippi, the city of Philip, received its name from Philip II of Macedon, the father of Alexander the Great. Attracted by the nearby gold mines, Philip conquered the region sometime during the 4th century BC, and in the 2nd century BC, the city became part of Rome's Macedonian province. The church there was founded during Paul's second missionary journey. Key people: Paul, Timothy, Epaphroditus, Euodias, and Syntyche. Summary: Paul's letter to the church at Philippi was one of four. Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon were the other three, written during his first imprisonment at Rome. During his time of incarceration, he no doubt thought often of the churches he had established during his missionary journeys and felt a natural desire to send instruction and encouragement to those he had helped bring into the kingdom. This letter is unique among the epistles for at least two reasons. It is not disciplinary in tone, as it dealt with no specific problems, and it is filled with joy, even though Paul was chained in prison at the time he penned it. The Philippian church was especially dear to Paul, as it was born as the result of intense persecution that had led to cruel punishment and his eventual imprisonment. See Acts 16. God's miraculous deliverance of Paul and Silas also resulted in the miraculous birth of this church, the first Paul established in Europe. In addressing these saints, Paul described them as citizens of heaven, a particularly appropriate reference, since the people of Philippi were citizens of Rome. As he penned this primarily practical letter, he gives them instructions that were usable for daily challenges of life and the ever-present onslaught of the enemy. So timeless are his instructions that saints through the ages have often used them to challenge each other to spiritual excellence. Paul's love for these saints is clearly evident as he wrote to them of victory and joy in Christ their Savior. The concept of rejoicing or joy appears 16 times, and his message radiates with this positive message, culminating in his exhortation to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. See Philippians 4:4.